from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for the Chris Young Show. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're injured due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for your free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And the Chris Young Show is brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm well. Thank you. How are you all?
Oh, well, it's good to be here at the stadium. Excited for Ranger baseball tonight. Pregame coming up 6:30. Where do you put the emphasis for the team coming out of that that weekend and going into this one?
Well, look, there's no doubt. There's no hiding that we need to be better offensively. We just haven't been very good for the last 30 days, and that we need to find our offensive identity again and start putting some pressure on the other teams. I think the LA series was a good indicator for us that when we can play from ahead, when we get out to an early lead and bridge the game to our back end guys, that we can compete with anybody. But when we don't score runs early, we fall behind, then we really put ourselves in a bad spot. We're not a play from behind team. So we need to find our offensive identity again. These guys need to remember who they are, what they need to do to be successful, and they need to go play with confidence. And we're missing that right now, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting that back this homestand.
What are the controllables that you focus on, or the coaches are talking to them about? We got to, you know, check off these indicators, for lack of a better word, if we're going to have success through the process.
Yeah, well, I mean, your point is spot on in terms of just the simplification. And your wins may not be defined in results, but it needs to be defined in terms of quality at bats. And if we can string together a quality at bat after a quality at bat, eventually those start to stack on top of each other, and it puts pressure on the other team. We're not doing that right now. We're chasing too much. We're swinging and missing too many fastballs. We're expanding. We're not taking our walks. And we're not stringing together consecutive quality at bats. So I think it starts with just really getting back to the basics of going up there, having a quality at bat, making the pitcher work, and then the next guy getting up there and doing the same. And when we do that, the results will come. But we can't go up there and force it and just try to change the game with one swing. We need to collectively, nine guys, go up there with the same mentality in terms of putting pressure on the opponent.
Why is that so difficult to get guys to buy into? Because it's not just a Ranger issue, is it? I mean, that's something that all big league teams at one point or another are having to try to balance.
Yeah, it's not the buy-in. The buy-in's there. The guys want to do that. It's the execution of it, and it's the confidence that comes along with it. And I've been in their shoes. I know how hard this game is, and when you lose a little bit of confidence and you start questioning yourself or going up there with a little bit of doubt, the game's even harder. And so it's getting the confidence back, these guys remembering how good they are, remember how they feel when they're going well, and getting up there and trusting their game planning, their preparation, and knowing that when they step in that box, they are going to give a quality at bat. And that's the side of it that's really hard. That's why these guys, I always say, they're not robots. They're human beings, and they have the same emotions as you and me, and they have spells where they're unbelievably confident, and there's spells where they lose the feel a little bit, they lose a little bit of confidence, and that's why, you know, that's why this is the hardest game in the world.
I do want to ask you about Josh Jung. I mean, certainly he gave you guys a jolt last year in his return. He's had a couple of rehab starts there with the Express. How close is Josh to his return?
Yeah, optimistically, I'm hopeful to see Josh maybe this homestand by the end of it. I can't commit to that. He's got some tests to pass in the next few days in terms of building up to 9 innings, but he's looking great, and he felt great in his rehab game yesterday. He was here today. He's flying to meet the team tomorrow in AAA, and we'll see how the next couple days go and decide what the next steps are. But there's no doubt that we have missed Josh. We have not been the same team without Josh. We need him back in there, and getting him back will be a huge boost.
CY, if I could circle back to Gavin's questions about the things, you talked about with us last week that you sat down, you've had some meetings with, you know, your coaching staff and all that. You guys are a world championship staff, though. How does that affect you guys when you think, like, hey, we've done this the right way, but now things are not going the right way? Are there adjustments in how you teach, or is it the same message with we need more repetition, more of that in order to have some more success?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. It's really taking a step back and philosophically asking ourselves and challenging ourselves, are we in the right place philosophically in terms of what our message is? And then once we get to a good place on that, what do we want to be our overarching, you know, simplistic message to the group in terms of what we're trying to accomplish? And then secondly, breaking it down a little more at the granular level and looking at each individual player and saying, specifically, what does this guy need to do to be successful? And, you know, for Adolis, it needs to be a little less chase. He needs to lay off the top of the zone. He needs to chase a little bit less. He needs to narrow in the strike zone into areas where he does damage. Dona Haim, it's similar. The chase has jumped up a little bit this year, and he's expanded the zone. He's not walking as much. And those are things that these guys historically have done very, very well, but they've gotten away from it. So I think individually, it's our coaches breaking down each player and helping them get back to who they are and the profile of when they're at their best. And then collectively getting the team buy-in and the team confidence. And, you know, hitting's contagious. It's contagious both ways. It's positive and negative. And right now we're seeing that on the negative side. And my anticipation is that as we get going here and we correct some of these things, it becomes contagious on the positive end, and this team starts rolling.
What's the update on Josh Spores, and how important is it to get him back to try and man this seventh inning from a bullpen standpoint?
Yeah, Spores, he had a good rehab outing yesterday in terms of the way he felt. He came out of it feeling really good. He's got one, maybe two, maybe three if needed, more outings to go. We got to build him back up. He has not pitched much this year. He's had an extended time off, so we're still building up the arm strength, the recovery, making sure he passed the test of pitching, an up and down, multiple innings, maybe a dirty inning where he comes in with runners on base, stuff like that. They're just things that he needs to experience before putting him back in the big leagues. But there's no doubt he's a huge boost to our bullpen. I think the bullpen's done a relatively good job over the last month. I think we're one of the better pitching staffs in the big leagues over the last 30 days. And unfortunately, it's at a time at which our offense has struggled. So the hope is that we get Sporzy back. We're going to get Max back this weekend. It's going to make the bullpen stronger, and then the offense gets going here. But by no means have we played our best baseball. And the optimistic side of me looks ahead and says we've got really good baseball ahead of us. But on the other hand, we need to fix some of the things that we're seeing right now that have led to where we are.
Hey, CY. I was involved with pro scouting in the National Football League, and I always studied teams, opponents and, teams around the league. If someone were to look at you, would they see a surplus in pitching from where to deal with you? Is that something? I mean, you mentioned it, and this bullpen, I think, has been great. Urania, I mean, you've got some guys, and you've got some guys potentially coming back. Is pitching going to be something that you're going to be able to say, okay, if we have to go do something, we can use it from a surplus at our advantage?
Well, the second I say that, it won't be a surplus the way this game works. So
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. I really didn't. No. I really did. I'm sorry.
But, you know, you're good. It's a great question, and I think that that's a logical question, and it's a the reality is that we're in a good spot from a pitching standpoint, especially as we get Max back. We've got Cody Bradford on the horizon. He's throwing. He's building up arm strength, and we'll regain his mound progression here pretty soon, and at which point, you know, we will have a surplus, hopefully, of starting pitching if everybody is healthy. Does that mean that we use that surplus to acquire somebody else? I don't know. I can't say that. I don't know what our needs are going to be right now. I mean, I haven't seen our team together yet. I want to see us together, healthy, and playing good baseball, and at which point, you know, hopefully in another 35 games, I'll have a better idea of what this team is and what we need and where we can go.
Are there any other health updates you can provide? Did we get Jacob DeGrom throwing off a mound today, CY?
Jacob threw his first bullpen today, and it was lights out. It was everybody who saw it just said it was outstanding. I did not see it. Everybody who was there said it was just outstanding, that Jacob was phenomenal. It didn't look like he missed a beat. It was a huge step. Today was a big day. It was a long time coming, and really hats off to our medical team and to Jacob, of course, who's put in the hard work. But from our team doctor, Keith Meister, who did the surgery, to our rehab coordinators and head trainers and everybody here, they put in a ton of time and effort. And then when you have milestones like today where the guy gets off the mound for the first day and it feels good and he looks good, those are wins for us. And so we're excited about his progress, and we're hopeful that it continues.
How many times have you heard, well, the last time we left Seattle with this feeling, things turned out pretty okay?
Well, look, you know, this time last year, I think they were about the same amount of games behind us, and they caught us. So I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I am saying that it's a long season. This team is really talented. I believe in this roster. We have not played our best baseball, but we're going to have to get to work here, and we've dug ourselves a little bit of a hole, and we're going to have to dig our way out of it. And but I believe in the character of this group. I believe in our coaching staff, and we're gonna fight our best fight and see what we can do.
CY, I happened to be just perusing X yesterday, formerly known as Twitter. This day in sports clips, it was June 16th, 2007. Does that day ring a bell for you at all?
Well, I'm not on social media, but I know exactly what you're referencing because my kids showed it to me. And it's not a great thing when one of your worst career moments can be revisited by your children and they can remind dad of an embarrassing moment. But I'll let you explain it to the audience today.
Well, you and Cubs Derek Lee got into a little bit of a punching exchange there. I thought you hit him with a nice right there, CY.
No, unfortunately, for both me and for Derek, that we both swung and missed, and I think it showed that we're better baseball players than we are boxers. But it was just a big misunderstanding. He's a great guy, and it was a valuable lesson I learned that day in terms of misunderstandings and miscommunications that can escalate very quickly. And so, in the heat of the moment, when you both have a lot of adrenaline going, things happen, and. Nonetheless, now that my kids can YouTube it and remind me, hey, Dad, what happened here? I thought that would go away at some point, but it's obviously here to stay.
Probably don't have to ask twice for them to go to bed after that one, though, huh?
I wish. They know Dad is all talk and all bark and no bite.
Right on. I can't imagine you had many guys charging the mound on you, though, throughout your time in baseball, CY.
That was the only one, and again, it's a little bit regrettable moment just in terms of you never want to be caught in your worst moment in front of 35,000 fans or certainly now and today in the public nature of social media. That stuff never goes away, and I'm not saying that that I should have backed down or anything, but I am saying that there are moments and decisions that happen very quickly in life where you have to, in a split second, can define who you are, and that's just the world in which we live. And you're looking back on that, I certainly, Derek Lee is a great human being, a great person, a tremendous teammate, and you just never would have thought the two of us would have gotten into it. But that's sometimes what happens in the heat of the moment.
You're a legend, CY. We salute you and thank you for all the work here on this baseball team, and hopefully you give these Mets hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, let's get hot tonight and get going here, all right?
Let's do it.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
Chris Young Show brought to you by PlayScore and by Anheuser-Busch. And there he is with you every Monday, most Mondays at 420 here in the nation.
That is going to be a legendary drop.
Oh, my God.
All right, boys, let's get hot tonight.
Let's get
from
hot
CY,
tonight.
Our championship manager. That's fantastic.
Go on a run. Yes, and it's a Mana Monday here with Terramana Tequila. Seager and Simeon Silver Slugger Bat Tuesday is tomorrow, presented by American Medical Response. First 10,000 fans. Replica Jersey is coming up on Wednesday. It's a dollar dog night. A lot of fun to be had out here. Didn't even get to ask him about David Robertson last week against the Dodgers. That was lights out.
Oh, it was.
That's the guy you want leading your sports team right there, CY. Okay, top 10 time, Wolchuk. Where are you taking us?
It's National Mascot Day. Let's do the top 10 mascots in college sports. Who's your favorite? That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.